Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Roving with the Arts here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. My name is Mick Hess, and today I'm going to be presenting perhaps my second to last, or penultimate, that's a great word I don't get to use too often, program series titled Hope, Not Hate. And if you've been following along for the last year, I've been presenting music that was written by prisoners of war, mainly held in Germany and Poland during World War II in what were known as ghetto camps by the Nazis. It's been a very tough series for me to digest and understand what was going on at that time, and I've learned a great deal. And it's something that I've sort of alluded to other times but not spoken much about. Well, there were camps like these, so-called camps, also in Japan. And I have music today primarily written by some American composers who were captured in Japan and sent to prison camps there as well. I don't know much about the conditions there. Those of you who are interested in this topic might want to do some research yourself to find out about it. But the man that this is dedicated to this week is Edmund Jones Lilly Jr. And I'm going to give you a little background of how this all came about with him being in one of these prison camps in Japan. I'll be reading from the liner notes that were included in this 25 CD set that I've been delving into for the last year, presented by Francisco Latorre, an Italian pianist, composer, and researcher, historian about this period. And a quote coming from him is very poignant and very important. Latorre says, "Music like this that isn't performed remains imprisoned." And so I kind of take that as the motto for this series that I've been presented. Let me read for you just a little of the background of Edmund Jones Lilly Jr. He was born in 1894 in Fayetteville, North Carolina, in the United States. He graduated from the University of North Carolina in 1915 and began his military career by entering the officers' school at Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. Second lieutenant of the Field Artillery Reserve, he fought in the First World War on the French front. He had military assignments in Panama and Georgia Tech. In 1940, he was sent to the Philippines as an official responsible for the Philippine and American schools. Colonel Battalion Commander of the 57th Infantry Philippine Regiment, in April 1942, he was forced to surrender to the Japanese Army. He survived the infamous Bataan Death March, was taken to a military internment camp at Karenko in Taiwan, and then to Mukden, which was occupied by the Chinese Manchurians. During his internment, he wrote notebooks containing music pieces and poems written by himself and his comrades. And that's the music that we're going to be listening to today. He was released on the 10th of September, 1945. After the war, he continued military service in France, and he returned to America in 1950 and was assigned to the Inspectorate General at Fort Sam Houston in Texas. He died in Fayetteville in November of 1978. And I think what you'll notice if you've been listening to this program these last few months, this is a totally different kind of music. It's it's almost pop music, popular music from wartime years. Most of these are songs, and they're all sung in English, of course. And I'm going to just play four or five of these for you right now without any comment, and just notice the stark contrast to the music that I've been playing from some of the prison ghettos in Germany by the composers there.
Weeks has grown to months and months to tears since my duty took me far from you. Joy has turned to sorrow and to tears, though I know you'll always love me true. Life is pressing by on lagging wings, there no hope will change while we apart. Till the happy day when I may sing, to you dear this message for my heart.
Whatever my lot, thou hast sought me through.
my one obsession, always in my heart. Every night you show up in my dream. Since you took possession, moments we apart, feel themselves in loneliness, it seems. If my dreams are really fruition, every day I find you by my side. Oh, my darling, it's my sole ambition, don't you see? Just to hold you close, it even hard. Please be understanding, let my dreams come true. Every night you show up in my dreams. Since you took possession, moments we apart, freedom's out with loneliness, it seems. My dreams are really fruition. Every day I find you by my side. Oh, my darling, it's my sole ambition, don't you see? Just to hold you close at even time. Please be understanding, let my dreams come true. Every night you show up in my dreams. Since you took possession, moments we apart, feel themselves with loneliness, it seems.
We just heard three songs written by Edmund Jones Lilly Jr. And collected in a notebook that he wrote while he was a prisoner of war in Japan. And these songs are, they're sentimental in one way, of course, but they're sort of lighthearted as well. And the instruments used, flutes and mandolins, accordion, whistling we heard in this most recent one that I just played for you, saxophone. So it's a quite a different tone of music compared to some of the ones that were coming out of Germany. Let's listen to a couple more. Moon Over the Gobi, Lullaby, and Follow the Infantry as a marching song for male choir, flutes, clarinets, drums, accordion, etc. Great stuff. Moon above the Gobi,
Swinging along, here comes the infantry. Hi, hi, singing a song, fighting for liberty. Ready to fight by day or by night, wherever the progress may be. Hi, ho, over we go, follow the infantry. Home, home, I'm going home, home where I long to be. Home, home, I'm hurrying home, where summer waits for me. This was inside the doors of the wild, that is a table with presents for free. Home, home, I'm scurrying home, home where I long to be.
We just heard three short songs by Edmund Jones Lilly. And, you know, I think this music is pretty optimistic. It's sad. It's longing to be, of course, out of a prison camp. But it seemed to me really quite optimistic and that old American spirit of we can do it. I'm going to go digress a little bit and go back to some music written by another prisoner of war, Arturo Coppola, who lived between 1913 and 1998, and he was born in Sorrento. He graduated at the conservatory in Naples and was considered a virtuoso on the organ, saxophone, and violin. And he moved to Treviso to do military service as an officer in 1939, graduated in choir conducting at the Conservatorium in Venice. He was taken as a prisoner of war to Stalag, again one of the German prison ghettos. And he had a relatively, maybe a happy time. That's probably the wrong word, but he was very prolific in his writing for instruments. And we're going to hear, though, some songs that he wrote during this time as well. We'll hear two of them, and they are in Italian, so I can't translate those for you here now.
Thank you. quando sopra il lager nella mattina senza color si scatena il vento e porta cupo gelo nel cuor, nel paese del sol tutto luce e calor sulla sua seggiolina la Carlottina sta. La mamma l'ha annunciato con estrema serietà, il babbo tornerà, ma certo tornerà, però lei deve stare buona buona sul balcon, guardando sempre là verso il canton. Seduta sul balcone la Carlotta se ne sta e aspetta quel papà che visto mai non ha, e palesando in vero la guardevole apprensione, sospira masticando il biberon. Chissà, chissà come sarà questo famosissimo marito di mamma, forse avrà il balcon, la barba ed il pancion, la pipa ed il bastone, e gli occhiali col cordon. Chissà, chissà che scassatissimo papà, ormai tramonta il sole, tutta azzurra è la città, per oggi non verrà cattivo d'un papà, gli occhietti già si schiudon sulla nuova delusione, il sonno fa cadere il biberon. Giace il lager muto, senza vita, senza domani, le baracche vuote, le torrette senza guardian, nel paese del sol sempre luce e calor sulla sua seggiolina la Carlottina sta. La mamma l'ha annunciato con estrema serietà, il babbo tornerà, ma certo tornerà, però lei deve stare buona buona sul balcon, guardando sempre là verso il canton. Seduta sul balcone la Carlotta se ne sta e aspetta quel papà che visto mai non ha, e palesando il vero la guardevole apprensione, sospira masticando il biberon. Chissà, chissà come sarà questo famosissimo marito di mamma, forse avrà il balcon, la barba ed il pancion, la pipa ed il bastone e gli occhiali col cordon. Chissà, chissà che scassatissimo papà, ed ecco appare all'angolo uno splendido guerriere, le stelle sul cimier d'argento il suo piastrin, il giusto cuore azzurro e di mottoni tutti d'or, e il babbo torna quasi vincitore, e il babbo torna quasi vincitore.
We just heard three songs, or three tunes by Arturo Coppola. Who was imprisoned in Germany. And these also have a little different flavor to them than some of the earlier ones that I've had on the program. They seem a little bit optimistic. And Mr. Coppola died in 1998, so he was obviously one of the prisoners who was liberated. And it's hard for me to tell you what the conditions were in that particular prison camp that he found himself in, but it sounds like it was, you know, a bit hopeful, a bit optimistic him as well. I'm now going to play some music by Henry William Berry, who was born in 1916 and died in 2004. Again, an American POW who was in a he was a POW in Japan as well. He was arrested by the Japanese army and taken to Changi prison, then to Taiwan with another 1,100 prisoners of war. And from November 17th, 1943, he was in Omori. And in these camps where he was interned, he wrote songs as well as the words to some theater pieces created earlier by Sergeant Derek Clark to entertain the soldiers. So it sounds like these men who were in the prisoner of war camps in Japan had a little better life than those who were in Germany and Poland. And I think you'll get a sense of this composer's some really charming music. We'll hear the Dawberry Swing for male singer and orchestra. We're in Trouble Again, My Song Without Words, and Somewhere Across the Ocean. These are all in English, and I think you'll be able to follow along. I may throw in the Bucket Swing as well.
It's our middle name. We never seem to do the right thing. Though we try from the start, we always land in the car, and we're in trouble again. When we walk down the street, we pass the people we meet. It's real, he's a crying shame. They can see from afar the kind of fellows we are, that we're in trouble again. It's hard to see why they should be. It makes us sad. Compared perhaps with other chaps, we're not so bad. But when we grow old and die and take a trapery up high, we guess the guard and then we complain. And ask for a gang to send us back for the plan. And we're in trouble again. don't see why this should be. It makes us sad, compared perhaps with other chaps. We're not so bad, but when we grow old and die and seek a way to our pie, we just got the girl we don't play. And not for a gag, we'll send this thing called the flag, and we're in trouble again.
If I were some composer like Mendelssohn of old, I'd write a song and tell the world about you. How far away you are today, how much you mean to me, how lonely every second seems without you. But I've no song except for one in my deepest dream. The melody is memory, my thoughts a simple theme. My song without words is no hit that I know. You won't hear it played over your radio. My song without words is my memory of you. The smile that you smile, and the way that you walk, the light in your eyes, and the talk that you talk. My song without words is my memory of you. Now I'm confessing that when expressing my thoughts, words seem in vain. At composition, I'm no musician, but you inspire a haunting refrain. So why should I try to write a song when I know melody lingers wherever I go? My song without words is my memory of you. Expressing my thoughts, words seem in vain. At composition, I'm no musician, but you inspire a haunting refrain. So why should I try to write a song when I know melody lingers wherever I go? My song without words is my memory.
Every second, every day, since the day I went away, I'm dreaming of one I adore. Though the years have drifted by, still I know that she and I will meet again tomorrow. No more tears of sorrow. Somewhere across the ocean, somewhere across the sea. Someday I'll be returning to someone who waits for me. Somewhere across the mountains, that's where I long to be. That's where my thoughts keep turning to someone who waits for me. Remember how we used to watch the setting of the sun,
setting of the sun,
sinking in the sea of hope. Turning to somewhere across the sea. Remember how we used to watch the setting of the sun,
setting of the sun,
singing in the sea of hope. All those little things that made life so much fun. An English country lane, a continental train. Someday skies are clearer someday. When life is free, sometime I'll be returning to someone who waits for me. No more it doesn't use sensation. It's a POW creation. It's the latest thing in swing. Makes you want to dance and sing. Just listen to me do while I expound to you.
They've been trucking down the line. Now the boys are feeling fine. They know it's time to die when the hit the bucket swing. Don't delay, it's getting late. See them stomping through the day. Heaven Island's out of day when they hear the bucket swing.
Now though they can't go slumming, it's a most big busy bar. Yet they can't always go to town. Free the hang, nonny, nonny, hand, a hot char.
Them give themselves a hug. Everyone's on jitterbug when they hear the bucket swing.
I think you'll agree with me that this is pretty cheery music for a prisoner of war. This was some music by Henry William Berry, who was in a prisoner of war camp in Japan. We'll finish the hour going back to some music by Edmund Jones Lilly, to whom this program is dedicated this week. And we'll hear A Lovely Lady, followed by Rarity in the Blue.
Dum, dum.
Always be my dreams, I've had you dear.
Always be my dreams.
my dreams I found you here, waiting so patiently.
This is love. The moment softly kiss your heart, you match the beauties above. This is a night for romance, so darling, let's dance and take a chance. The light of sound down low, your blue eyes shine like blazing snow. For in a world of our world, and you will always be the queen of my throne. I'd search the whole world of Alpha for a girl like you. And when the music started, you were standing there in meeting love, this is love. The moment softly kiss your heart, you match the beauties of all. This is a night for romance, darling, let's dance. Meeting love, this is love. The moment softly kiss your heart, you match the beauties of all. This is a night for romance, so darling, let's dance and take a chance. The light of sound down low, your blue eyes shine like blazing snow. For we're in a world of our own, and you will always be the queen of my throne. I'd search the world over for a girl like you. And when the music started, you were standing there in blue. And meeting like this is rare. The moonbeam softly kiss your heart, you the beauties of all. This is a night for romance, darling, let's dance.
We just heard a couple of really fun songs by Edmund Jones Lilly, our special featured composer today. You've been listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico. This is a program called Hope, Not Hate, based on music that was written during World War II by prisoners of war. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you can tune in again tomorrow.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.